CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Donald Trump and Republican rival Nikki Haley praising today's unanimous Supreme Court ruling. It struck down state efforts to ban him from the ballot, citing an insurrection clause in the 14th Amendment. Haley in Spring, Texas.
I'll defeat Donald Trump fair and square, but I want him on that ballot.
A UN report says that there are reasonable grounds to believe Hamas committed rape and sexual torture of Israeli women. One holdout is keeping a Gaza ceasefire deal from happening. Hamas, says State Department spokesperson Matt Miller.
A deal is on the table. A deal that would bring the hostages home and that would alleviate the terrible suffering of the Palestinian people. Hamas should accept it immediately.
The first non-prescription birth control pill will be available in U.S. stores later this month. The brand name is Opill, made by Perrigo. 3 months supply, $50. Also available online. This is ABC News. More snow is on its way in parts of the West, giving those trapped in feet of snow little time to dig out and get out.
With snowplow drivers hard at work, today is a day those trapped under 7 feet of snow in the Truckee area are trying to get out. Over the weekend, up to 300 vehicles got stuck in a blizzard on Donner Pass. California Highway Patrol Officer Eric Strecker went car to car helping people get out.
This is Donner Pass, the whole story about the Donner Party. There's a reason that that happened up here.
Officers have been driving people to get food and supplies in their patrol cars, calling it their black and white Uber service. Alex Stone, ABC News.
JetBlue and Spirit Airlines have scrapped a merger plan after losing an antitrust lawsuit. Police in New Orleans looking for whomever cut down a utility pole with a chainsaw and left the saw stuck in the pole. Knocked out power to 8,000 customers. Most of the power has been restored now. Wall Street major indexes closed modestly lower. The S&P 500 lost 6 points. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We Energies expects to spend about $335 million to build electrical infrastructure to serve Microsoft's data center in Mount Pleasant. Data centers are massive users of electricity. The U.S. Energy Department says data centers use as much as 50 times the energy of a similar-sized office space. Data centers run around the clock to support cloud computing and other data-intensive applications. The Wisconsin legislature's new district maps are creating openings for Democrats. Senate Minority Leader Diane Hasselbein says she's hearing from a lot of people who want to run for office.
I am thrilled. We've got great candidates all over, and with Trump at the top of the ticket, and with Tammy Baldwin and her numbers, it's going to be a great year.
That's Hasselbein at a WIS Politics luncheon last week. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, March 16th at Legion Post 182 here in Park Falls, it's the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Banquet. Starting with a social hour at 4:30 and dinner at 6:30, there will also be gun raffles, games, and auction. Tickets are $25, and to purchase tickets, please call Leroy Schultz at 715-762-4413. There will only be 125 tickets sold, so order early.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Is back from the Combine. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers front office back from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. GM Brian Gutekunst, CEO Mark Murphy, and special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia were there. A report says the team's still trying to restructure Aaron Jones' contract, but that running back A.J. Dillon will not return and is likely headed to free agency. Badgers running back Braylon Allen was there. I asked him how his interview with the Packers went.
It went very well. I enjoyed talking with them. I liked everybody on the staff. It was a really good meeting. Just broke down some film. They asked me some, you know, kind of football IQ questions about fronts, pressures, different defenses, things like that.
Baseball spring training, the Brewers with a 10-4 win over the Diamondbacks. NBA, despite a loss to the Nuggets, the Lakers' LeBron James becoming the first player ever to reach 40,000 career points. The Bucks spent Sunday working on their defense, their first practice at home in over a month.
We managed to figure everything out eventually.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports on Mike Clemens.
Q Country.
Oh, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo.
Thank you. 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
No money in my pockets, I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me. Cause I'm riding with my baby, and it's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel. The sun.
Ain't nobody who can treat it like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the
by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drink my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to comfort me. Yeah, we sit on the river and we fish all day, and we drive across country, let the radio play. 7 damn years I never thought she'd leave.
Chase Beckham finishing up 23 here on 98Q Country. A moment ago, we heard from Keith Urban with Who Wouldn't Want to Be Me? And the three in a row started with Lainey Wilson's Wildflowers and Wild Horses here on 98Q Country. And that's actually going to do it for my time here today on 98Q. I've been Greg Gunderson coming to you from the 98Q Country Studios. I've got another three in a row to send you before the pregame for Bucks at Lakers happening at 6:30. So in just a moment here, we'll have a little more country music starting with Morgan Wallen's Last Night. After a word from our local sponsors and a weather update here on 98Q Country, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. As always, I'll see you tomorrow at 2.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. We have 44 booths in the gym and 32 crafter spaces in the commons area for you to shop. Our food this year is from Feist Barbecue and ice cream out of Park Falls. We have a fashion show, too, by Cowgirl Daisy Boutique on Saturday at 1 p.m. And there's lots more going on. We'll see you at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, March 23rd and 24th.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Mike and Terry Hammerstrom are a very proud log roller sponsor of the Logger United organization and wishes the best to the Phillips Logger sports teams and great success this season.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh.
Can I use it where my bra rubs under my... Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Turning mostly clear tonight, low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer, highs in the mid 40s. And more sunshine for Wednesday into the upper 40s.